Connecticut. Please list the types that will not be in the millennium, the people that refuse to accept the truth regarding the rapture doctrine, and those that would rather follow incorrect teaching because of churchosity. Depart from me, I never knew you. Well, that means as far as taking part in the first resurrection. But the millennium is for the sinner. The millennium is for those that never had an opportunity to learn the truth. And there's a lot of them. A lot of people never have a chance to hear the real truth. All around the world, you think about it. And that's why the millennium, that's why God would have to call it the Lord's Day. And that's why that a thousand years with God is just that's just one day with Him. It's called the Lord's Day. And that's when He really reaches out and touches all people of all nations, all languages, whereby they have an opportunity to see our Father. And this is what, you know, where's your documentation, you might say? Because this is what throws a lot of people, because they don't understand the Greek and it's not translated as it should be. Revelation chapter 20, verse 5. It says, the rest of the dead must remain dead for 1,000 years. Do you know what it really means? It means everybody's changed into a spiritual body, but they didn't take part in the first resurrection, so their soul is still mortal. Because a mortal must put on immortality, meaning a soul. Not your spiritual body, your soul must put on immortality, meaning deathlessness or live in eternity. So if they didn't make the first resurrection, they must remain spiritually dead, until the end of the millennium, whereby they may participate in the second resurrection if they love the Lord, if they follow Him, okay? So everyone, there are no types. Everyone that didn't make it will have a chance, except those that left their first habitation. And 7,000, as it's written in Revelation chapter 11, will die in the streets of Jerusalem. And that means a soul being blotted out. That's the fallen angels.